Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
That was kind of long there, guys. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I just wanted to welcome you first and foremost. Thank you for joining us today. The last couple days we had John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute on with us, exposing the unconstitutionality and the crimes of an agency called the FBI. And all alphabet agencies, friends, are unconstitutional. Just for the record, Article 1, Section 8. The government has no business creating, militarizing police forces against its own people in any sense of the word. And we can see, friends, from the Department of Homeland Security, who has defined Americans as the domestic terrorists, not foreigners, not those that attacked the two towers, as they accused the Muslims for 18 years, now only to turn it on you and me for holding to the word of God in the U.S. Constitution, which I warned of in 2001, September 11th. I told you where it was going to go. And why did I? Because I told you what James Madison, who would know better than our forefathers, the father of our Constitution, the fourth president of the United States of America, who said that when tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, he said it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Was he right? Oh, absolutely. Look at the agencies that have been created. Who are they warring against? They're not warring against foreign lands, friends. Isn't that crazy? They're warring against you and me. And we're going to get to that today, because now is not the time to stand down and shut up. No. We don't take counsel from our fears, Americans. It's time to stand up in protest. We're called to be Protestants. And again, let me remind the 86% of the people in this country that call themselves Christians, when you're born of the Spirit, you take revenge on all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So when you see the war, you don't run from it. You stand up and go after it. Okay? And the fact of the matter is, I hate injustice. I hate injustice. I want to do this real quick because it's in my heart to do so. I'm going to go over to Jeremiah 9:24, and I want you to hear the heart of God so you might know who he is. He says, "But let him that boasteth," or "but let him that glorieth," depending on the translation, I'm going to go to the King James, "but let him that glorieth, glorieth in this, that he understand and knoweth me." Isn't that what the cross of Christ is all about? That you might know him? That the prince of the world has nothing in Christ, and now it's time for him to be judged? Oh my goodness. And what does it say? That they might know me, that I am the Lord who exercise what? Love and kindness, that's trial and error. Trusting, breaking you down to trust him as to who he is. Read Psalm 107, going back to Jeremiah 9:24. That we might exercise love and kindness. What is the heart of God? Judgments and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. I'm here to remind you today, friends, that if anything, the American people should be up in arms. And I'm not talking about injustice. I'm not talking about violence. I am talking about taking your government back lawfully, because we have every right under the sun in doing so. Let me say it again. I hate injustice. I hate violence. I want resolve, and that's what we do here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Every time we're on the radio, we always point our finger back to the resolve. We show you the Word of God, and we show you history. And I'm going to do that right now. So again, when you get a moment, friends, go over to Jeremiah 9:24 and understand the heart of God. Also read Isaiah 51 verse 4, Isaiah 26 verse 9, and the list goes on. Read Deuteronomy 4:6, because this is our wisdom in holding the heart of God. And if you read the book of Ezekiel 36, he said that I would give you a new heart, and that we might know him, and that he would give unto us his Holy Spirit to keep his statutes, how to deal with crime, and his judgments, to bring forth judgment in executing the law against the criminals, to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. Read Amos 5:15 as well when you get a moment. Okay? So on this day, on October 6th, 1536, William Tyndale was strangled and burned at the stake. The bad guys, they did their worst, didn't they? He was strangled and burned at the stake for translating the Bible into English for the common man and women, okay? He was also charged with heresy for believing, among other things, in the forgiveness of sins, in that the mercy offered in the gospel was enough for salvation. In other words, he was exposing the popery for who he was, and how they were using indulgence, money to overlook the crimes, so on and so forth. He goes on in telling the story of that of William Tyndale. Offered in the gospel is enough for salvation and forgiveness of sins, and that he was accused of maintaining that faith alone justifies. As a matter of fact, his last prayer was this: Lord, open the King of England's eyes. The prayer was answered in part when 3 years later, in 1539, Henry VIII required every parish church in England to make a copy of the English Bible available to all of his parishioners. Okay? And this is what I want you to understand. People think that when the bad guys are being dealt, or I'm sorry, when the bad guys are dealing with those that are standing against the good guys, even if it's all on their own, you have to understand something. John Knox was right when he said, and who would know better than John Knox, right? He was the one that stood against Mary, Queen of Scots. Back in the day of Scotland, friends, oh my goodness, she was the one that said that she feared his prayers more than all the armies of Europe. John Knox said this. He said, one man with God is always in the majority. And why am I saying this? Because, friends, when it looks bad and you're having to go to bury your cross, understand that this is the power of God unto salvation. Do you understand? It's the power of God unto salvation. When I talk about 1 Corinthians 2:5 about how your wisdom or your faith is not to stand in the wisdom of men but in the power of God, I want you to understand it right here. When the bad guys do their worst, like they did that to William Tyndale, what was the outcome? The prayer was heard by God, and the whole of the country received the gospel through that one man's sacrifice. Is that how that worked? That's exactly right. And the Bible tells us, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Now is not the time to shut up or stand down. It's time to stand up and speak up. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Okay, so we're going to get back to that in just a couple minutes, friends, because there's so much to be said there. You know, it's been said that history's written by men who hung heroes. Well, that's true. That's man-made history. But the Lord's testimony and his dash story will magnify itself over that of man's. The testimony of God is greater than the testimony of man, it tells us in 1 John. Okay, and here's the deal. No matter how bad they are, and you know, some people ask the question, why are they so evil? Well, it tells us in Ecclesiastes 8:11, it says, because sentence against an evil work. In other words, the people are allowing the bad guys to do the things that they're doing temporarily, but God will get them sooner or later. It says, because a sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, the bad guys, the heart of the sons of men, is fully set in them to do evil. Because they feel that the Lord has overlooked it, that he's forgotten, that he's some sort of deist God. Well, let me tell you first and foremost, friends, he is not that. He doesn't have kids that he's derelict of duty when it comes to being a father to his children or his creation in any sense of the word. And you're either being blessed or you're being cursed every step of your life, even now. Even now. We're going to get to that in just a little bit here, okay? But I want to show this to you because this is all about what I'm ready to show you is all leveled at free speech. It's being leveled at independent show hosts such as myself. It's being leveled at you, friends, as they shut down your show hosts that's giving you information that counters the narrative through the mainstream media. They want to shut you up. I mean, just ask Google. Just ask the mainstream media. Just ask Twitter. Just ask Facebook. What they've been doing illegally for what now, 5 years, 6 years now? They're going to continuously, because they're encouraged by those that are adding strength to tyranny by submitting to what it is that they've already done. Here, let me put it this way. I have it right here, and nobody could say it better than that of Frederick Douglass. And what is it that he had to say? I'm pulling it up right now, folks. We're doing live radio, and we are led of the Holy Ghost. So if this is not satisfactory, then I'll tell you what. You know, the don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you. Let's put it that way. We're going to follow the Lord here. Frederick Douglass, who was a former slave, had said this. And again, here comes another individual that would know better than anybody else when he said it. And he said, find out just what any people will quietly submit to, like attacking your freedom of speech. You know how many conservatives, friends, I've seen over the last 5 years, instead of turning around and dealing with the big corporations that are violating your free speech, your First Amendment right, they just jumped over to another platform, as if to suggest that they're not going to aim for you sooner or later. I mean, that's insane. But look what Frederick Douglass said. He said, find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of injustice. Is that what we're seeing today? Absolutely. And then he goes on, and wrong which will be imposed upon you. But more wrong is going to be imposed upon you, Americans, because you fail to stand up and deal with these criminals lawfully. Okay? This is what I want you to see. And I'm going to go over to Alex Jones right now, because it's interesting that Alex Jones, a verdict just came out, and he's now ordered to pay $1 billion to Sandy Hook families. Doesn't anybody think that this is kind of odd? And by the way, Alex Jones came out the gate the same time I did, about 23 years ago. It's also interesting to note that he's made so much headway in the mainstream media as a conspiracy theorist. One has to ask the question, how is it that them two can walk together? Amos 3:3 tells us that. How can two walk together lest they be agreed? You know, we listen to the breaks during the radio breaks in between segments here, and we hear Alex Jones talk about how the rich people get away with not paying certain taxes. Well, I've seen numbers of Alex Jones and his net worth being up to $300 million. And I'm making a point here. How is it that this guy has got this far? I'll tell you what he is. He comes across to me as more now than ever as a soldier of fortune. And I don't pay a lot of attention to what he's doing. I know that he's done some good things, but I also have had flags up around this guy since day one. How is it that he is now in the mainstream media? He's credible. Notice the timing of Donald Trump, the operative, the point man, to take the fall. This is all fraudulent. This is all being done through deceptive measures because it's aimed at you. I didn't say that. Donald Trump said that. Isn't it interesting? Simultaneously, Alex Jones is allegedly being taken down too. Isn't it interesting? The more that he's under attack, the more he accumulates more wealth. I seen an interview with Alex Jones where two individuals asked him the question, how is it that people all around you have been killed off for giving less information than you have? And, of course, Alex ignored the question, and he just talked right over the top of him. Now, I'm not innuendoing anything here, friends, but I am paying attention to the timing of all of this. This is all aimed at me and you. This is all aimed at me and you. And again, I guess what begs the question is, for all the information that Alex Jones has divulged to the American people and people on a global basis, how come he's still kicking it? How come he's still around? Doesn't anybody think that's odd? And the guy has numbers up to $300 million worth of net value? Oh, my goodness, this is insane! I mean, can we think about it? You know, I found this video, and I've seen this video before, and I want to say this, and I want to make it really clear. Even going back to Sandy Hook, there's flags all over what took place there. There's flags all over the place concerning Sandy Hook. And there's videos out there of the parents even coming out with big, oh, wait a second here. I'm just going to go ahead and show it to you. Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. And I want you to see for yourself the look of this dad that allegedly just lost his six-year-old son. I'm not going to play any audio because there's nothing really to be heard, but I want you to pay attention to the father coming out. This is the father that lost his son, allegedly, and we have every right in the world to ask questions. Look at him. He's laughing. It's like he's cueing himself in to take questions. He's nervous as all can be. He has a big smile on his face. His son was just killed. But we better not ask questions, because if we ask questions, we just might be sued. Now, I'm not talking about giving misinformation, because I don't know all of that which Alex Jones divulged or how far he went with the whole Sandy Hook thing. But I can tell you this, friends. There's a lot of flags around Sandy Hook. And I also want to say this. When you look at the videos of the father coming out after his six-year-old son was killed with a big smile on his face, you got to ask yourself some serious questions. I'm not going to play along with these people because they want us to play along. I'm not going to pretend with them. Again, we have every right in the world to ask questions. Now, again, I don't know how far Alex Jones went, but I've always had questions about Sandy Hook as well. And I can tell you this, this discerner inside of Bradley's heart, the anointing that abides in us and teaches us all things and guides us into all truth, 1 John 2:21, has never been wrong. Something just ain't right about what's going on. Look at what's going on simultaneously. All of a sudden, President Trump, he's being completely expunged from Google now, we're being told. That's all aimed at you. Remember Donald said they're not coming for me, they're coming for you? That's right. He's their point man. He's their fall guy. He's representing his worshipers, right? Acts 12:22. And what am I talking about? Well, if he falls, guess what all of his worshipers are going to do? They're going to go right with him, aren't they? Yep. And they're going to reap the curse right along with that man. And so all of his worshipers are looking at Donald Trump saying, well, if they can do it to him, well, they can surely do it to me. Well, folks, let me ask you the question. He had 4 years to make America great again. He did none of it. He did the exact opposite. And don't tell me about the one or two or three things that he did good, outweighed by the 1,000 things that he did wrong. Funding our enemies, both abroad and within. Stealing our money. Building up other countries. United Nations infiltration into our public schools under Betsy DeVos from Michigan, his Secretary of Education. Never built the wall. He promised to do that. Went from $4 billion to $25 billion. Whatever happened to that money? He's a total pro-sodomite, friends. He said he's the most pro-sodomite homosexual president ever in the history of America. He talked about being the most Second Amendment president ever in the history of America, which makes zero sense, or pro-life, makes zero sense. To find out he gave concerning abortion over $600 million more than that of Barack Hussein Obama. And then when it came to the Second Amendment, the first 500 days of his criminal administration, what did he do? He created a policy where 26 governors, a majority of them being Republicans, right, the good guys, created 55 acts of unconstitutional legislation to further disarm the American people. Hey, folks, until you figure out, because I got someone going back and forth with me on this right now, what is it that people don't see? Let me say it this way. It's what people don't want to see, and it doesn't matter if they don't want to see it or not, because sooner or later, they're going to see it, okay? We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You- USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm disgusted with our legal system. I'm disgusted with those jurors.
Dr. Alon Hofdeff is a father of the victim of the Florida school shooter, a Florida jury returning a sentence of life in prison without parole for the 2018 Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz. The judge still needs to formally issue the sentence next month. The prosecutors are requesting that victim impact statements be taken into account, and the judge says they may do this prior to the formal sentencing on November 1st. The death toll in Florida from Hurricane Ian is now at least 105. Wednesday, the Florida Medical Examiner's Commission added two more storm-related deaths, one each in Charlotte and Orange counties. Lee County leads the state with 52. Monroe and Sarasota counties each are reporting 7. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Samuel Adams, the son of Liberty, by the way. Again, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. Do not wait until the last segment, please. Samuel Adams said, the truth is, all might be free if they valued freedom and defended it as they ought. Well, how do you tell that to somebody that's never had to fight for the things that they have in life? Because you see a lot of that in America. As a matter of fact, everywhere you look, you see that. You know, Patrick Henry's the guy that said, guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force, said our forefather. Whenever you give up that force, you are inevitably ruined. That's where America's at. They're paralyzed through the fear of man, which brings a snare. That's where they're at. I mean, how far is that from resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual, continue steadfast and with the proper sense of your dependency upon God, nobly defend those rights which heaven gave, and no man ought to take from us. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because, boy, I'm thinking of Thomas Jefferson again. Listen to what he said concerning a letter that he wrote to James Madison, December 20th, 1787. Listen carefully. He said, what country can preserve its liberties if their rulers, okay, our representatives, are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance? Let them take arms. Oh, my goodness. Boy, you say, hey, folks, You know what? Thank you, Lord. I'm just going to take this because I was just thinking about this concerning the documentation that they wrote concerning the Declaration of Independence. When it talks about that, whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people, the right, not the privilege, of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government. Here's the good news. We don't need new government. We need a reformation. We don't need a revolution. But we see those that are incumbent, we see them that are actually inciting domestic insurrection, creating a revolution, hand in glove with the mainstream media, all subservient to a fascist state. Period. And folks, understand, they can only do what they do because you're bent over. You need to stand up. And that's what we're talking about here on so many levels, friends. It's time for the American people to stand up. They killed 63 million babies because the government illegally sanctioned it. Do you think it's time for you to stand up yet? The State Department in the United States of America is child trafficking. Do you think it's time to stand up yet? We have Hollywood, which is now a satanic headquarters. Anybody understand Hollywood Land? Do you understand what that was at the turn of the century? Folks, when we began to create and develop across the country in California, in that particular area, that land was given to churches for free to establish their own parishes. And it's like, look at how far things have fallen, right? I mean, folks, look at Hollywood. They teach people how to kill, how to fornicate, how to do everything the Lord forbids you to do. Do what thou wilt. They teach you to do whatever you want to do. And then young people go out and emulate it, and then they get thrown in jail where they're made money off the taxpayers, their $64 billion bureaucracy that they created. Instead of bringing justice, they create a system of indulgence. Read Mark 7. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, is it time to stand up yet? We're being raped. We're being pillaged on a 24/7 basis. And the only thing I ever hear from the conservatives of the day or the professed Christians in America today is the narrative that the bad guys are pushing. They're pushing a message of hopelessness. What am I talking about? I just seen an ad from a conservative outlet talking about how Bill Gates is ready to pull off another pandemic. I mean, really? Instead of empowering the people by going to the word, going to the law, going to state statute, and going to the government for redress of grievances, and telling the people that we're going to shut the door on you by replacing you, impeaching you, and prosecuting you, because the bad guys can't do what they do without your said representatives opening the door for them to do it. So much for the deep state. There is no deep state, friends. The deep state is the politicians doing for what you call the deep state. And I'm talking about corporations, special interest groups. That is the deep state. The politicians are doing it for them. That's called special interest groups, corporations, the fascist state. Right? Do we all get this? This is pretty simple. But that's all we hear from the conservatives and the professed Christians of the day. There's no hope in their message. And I want to tell you why there's no hope in their message. Because they don't have any hope. Because they don't have Christ. Period. Americans, I'm here to tell you we can do this. But I'm telling you, we must go to the author and the finisher of that faith, Hebrews 12:2, and receive the power to get the job done. We are not called to flee when none pursueth, Proverbs 28. We're called to be empowered. We're called to set the world on fire in righteousness. In righteousness. We do the right thing. Let me say this, friends. Government, there is no law that gives you permission to do the wrong thing. Everybody talks about, in America, all the bad things that are happening. How many do you hear talking about, well, let's bring it to resolve? How many do you hear, well, this is what the law says, let's go condemn those that are guilty of the crimes? How many conservative talking heads or preachers of the day do you hear talking like that? Well, guess what? Our forefathers exhibited that The Word of God does nothing but show us that we can do that. Don't call yourself a believer if you don't believe the Word of God and you don't believe the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. By the way, he's not a respecter of persons. He's faithful unto 1,000 generations. And Jesus said to us, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. And yet what we hear is how America's going to literally hell in a handbasket. No, she's not. No, she's not. And if she is, the only reason she is because you've turned your back on God. Psalm 9, 16, and 17. Read it. He'll turn that nation into hell that forgets him. So don't blame God for what you're doing to yourselves if you're going to stand down and shut your mouth right now. Because right now is not the time to do that in any sense of the word. I'm going to take Michael, and then I... Oh, my goodness, friends. I need more time. There's no doubt. Michael from New Jersey, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hello, brother. I basically agree with almost everything you said. However, I just want to inform you, I am an insurrectionist. No doubt about it, no bones. I've been in prison for my writing. Now, I don't hurt anybody, do anything wrong. I basically write books of truth. And in my book, my first major book, Exposed the Money Machine, I showed, and this is where I'm different from you because I'm an insurrectionist, that basically the politicians are actors. The legislation or the laws are made by the Trilateral Commission, founded by Rockefeller, David Rockefeller, and all members appointed by him. They include media, they include military, including universities.
Yeah, we're aware of all that, Michael. Michael, I'm curious. Do me a favor, Michael. Define insurrectionist for me.
Revolutionist.
Okay, revolutionist in the sense of what? You want an overthrow of America as you know it?
Yes.
Why would you? Why?
Because I want a better way of life for all the people. Real freedom. I have a different kind of a society in mind. Basically, self-sustaining agriculture communities with no technology. Like the Amish, basically with artificial insemination to procreate as sex is entrance to hell. So basically,
I don't know, Mike. This is really weird. I've never had anybody call and
there's
tell
a lot
me
of people in the hell realm, and you know that it's people are alive in the hell realm. It isn't after you're underneath the ground, and you get there by having sex and also through the Christian.
Let me tell you this first and foremost. You're an insurrectionist. You want to overthrow the government. You just got out of jail.
Just got out of jail. I've been out for quite a few years.
Oh, okay, so
in 2016, I got me in jail.
So how did that work out for you?
Okay, I was put in jail for a year. They got me out after 8.5 months because they basically researched everything about me while I was in jail. They told me they were researching everything about me. I'm very clean. They let me go early. Oh. Furthermore, I wrote a letter with a 35-page letter while I was in there, basically showing the evils, but also solutions to every world problem, including global warming,
etc. What's the solution? What's your reference to the solution? I'm curious.
Okay, like I said, a new form of society all over the world. A new form of society, like all over the world, self-sustaining agriculture communities with no technology as we know it. Yes, carpentry and blacksmithing, etc., but no other technologies. Like we lived for thousands of years before we became under what we call now modern civilization.
You do know that we are called the light of the world. You do understand that foreign countries...
Let me finish.
Okay, so when you look at the world and how it looks to America, why do you suppose that they look to America to right the wrongs?
Because we made most of the wrongs.
Well, we've allowed our said representatives to do the things that they do. There's no question about it. That's why we're hated by many countries today.
Absolutely.
But there's a lot of countries on a global basis that are looking to America to get back to the God that bestowed the rights that
Wait a minute, brother. Don't know what's going on in other nations, obviously, because in most other nations, they call imperialists, colonialists, and evil militaries.
I get all that. I don't care, Michael. I don't care about what the bad guys do. I don't care what they're doing. I don't care what they've established.
I care
about what we're doing to right the wrongs. The message is inverted here. Okay, listen to this. This is Daniel Webster. This is what he said. He said, hold on, my friends. to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands.
Okay,
miracles, wait. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution for it, the American Constitution. Hold on to the Constitution for it, the American Constitution should fail. There will be anarchy throughout the world. Hey, Americans, too much is given, much is required. We are responsible for righting these wrongs. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Well, there was a voice of sanity. Oh, my goodness. I have a new version of freedom? Yeah, it's called licentiousness. Antinomianists. They have no regard for law. Libertarians. You know what the word libertarian means? It means without regard to the law. They don't want to be ruled by law. They want to be a law unto themselves. It's the oldest sin in the book. It's called idolatry. They want a world without God. And then when they have a world without God, they wonder why the world's going to hell the way that it is. Crazy. I want to give you that quote again by Daniel Webster. Hold on, my friends, to the Constitution. This is what the world's doing looking to the American people right now. They're not looking for you to stand down and shut your mouth. They're looking for you to stand up and open your mouth. And to deal with the crime within the system, not of just government. Folks, we got to take care of it within ourselves first. We need to repent. Acts 20, verse 21. Right? Matthew 3:2, Mark 1:17, Acts 2:38. It starts with us. Right? Until that mote's taken out of our eye, we can't go around and bring forth righteous judgment unto the world. And we got to keep this in context. But listen again. Hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic. We're ruled by law. We're not ruled by an empire. We're ruled by a republic of laws, John Adams said. Hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and the Republic for which it stands, Article 4, Section 4. Miracles do not cluster. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, the people, there will be anarchy throughout the world. Is that what's happening right now? Absolutely is. Absolutely is. Some of the things that Michael said were true about imperialism. That's exactly what's taking place on a global basis. Some of that stuff he said was true. Dude, I want to say this to you before I move on to my next point. Michael, you need to repent. Don't sit there and tell me about how you read the Word. The Bible says that the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. You haven't got the Spirit, because the Spirit is given to those that obey, Acts 5:32. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Okay? There's self-righteousness here. And it gets weird, man. It gets weird. I want to go back to something I was talking about over the last 3 days. I just started the show off talking about how when the bad guys do what the bad guys do, they think that they're having their way, when in fact, they're not having their way in any sense of the word. In one more point to Michael, Jeremiah 6:16, the Bible says, go back to the old past. It says, beware those that go to the new. Okay? Jeremiah 6:16. Read it when you get a moment. But I want you to hear this. Do you remember when in Philippians 1:14, Paul was thrown in prison? The Bible says, and many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confidence by the fact that he was thrown in jail. Okay, they became more emboldened. If you look at the civil rights movement, friends, what happened? What shut down all of that concerning the corruption and what they would call during that particular time racism? What shut it down? The people said, we've had enough. They started filling the jails. They started taking it to the streets in protest, because they were the government and they knew it. And they said, we're not going to put up with this anymore. And so the more that they attacked the righteous, the more it completely backfired. And it emboldened the righteous to stand up against the unrighteous. That's right. I mean, and there's a lot more to say about that. If you think of Matthew 27:52, it says when Jesus was crucified, it said that, and the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. I'm taking it to a heavenly mindset right there. You want to talk about the power of resurrection, friends? Oh, my goodness. I was talking about in 1 Corinthians 2:5 that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Let's put it into scriptural context. What does he say after that? Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the prince of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Then what does he say in 1 Corinthians 2:8. He says, which none of the princes of the world knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. It's the same thing, folks, with the martyrs throughout the book of Fox's Book of Martyrs, throughout the Bible, throughout history. They did their worst, and what was it? That their cruelties were swelling the ranks of the righteous. Folks, if we could look at things the way that the Lord looks at things, we can see that in the Word of God, because he's willing to show us if we're willing to study it out and find him. The Bible says when we seek him with our whole heart, and we're to love him with our, and I'm thinking of Jeremiah 29:11-13, and then Matthew 22:37, where we're to love the Lord our God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And when we do that, he's going to bestow revelation upon us when we're in Christ to the fullness thereof. And even answered exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. He promised to do that. And he's not a man that he should lie. So let me just do this. Let me show you, because our forefathers told us if we want to right the wrongs, then show the people the transgressions. Over the last couple of days, we had John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute, and then we had Sheriff Richard Mack, and they were talking about the unconstitutionality of the FBI. Well, I started to just tip into this just a little bit, and I got about 5 minutes to do it. So I want to give you some more of the injustices taking place by these unconstitutional agencies, in particular that of the FBI. I want you to listen to these. Identifying himself as a police officer, the rifle-welding man then opened the door, pointed a gun at Goldsberry and her boyfriend, who was also present, and yelled, "Drop the blanking gun or I'll blanking shoot you." Ironically, the officer later justified his behavior on the grounds that he didn't like having a gun pointed at him and because I have to go home at night. So that's how he justified the murder of this individual. Is that okay with you? Well, if it's not, then now is not the time for you to stand down or to shut your mouth, is it? In Sarasota, Florida, a mixture of federal and local police, and I got friends that are police officers that are standing in total agreement with what we're talking about right now. Hold to the Constitution, hold to the law. Not all of them are guilty, friends. I'm just talking about the bad apples right now in the FBI. A mixture of federal and local police converged on the apartment complex where Louise lived after receiving a tip that a child rape suspect was in the complex. Of course, they shot him dead, only to find out that he had nothing to do with it. During a raid in Ogden, Utah, police dressed in black and carrying assault rifles charged into a darkened home. Upon entering the hallway and encountering a man holding a shiny object that one officer thought was a sword, police opened fire on him. Three shots later, 45-year-old Todd Blair fell to the floor dead. In his hands was a shiny golf club. Is it time for you to stand down and shut your mouth, Americans? In Fort Worth, Texas, two rookie police officers sent to investigate a possible burglary circled 72-year-old Jerry Waller's house with flashlights shining. Waller, concerned that his home was being cased, went to his garage armed with a gun for self-defense, right? The two officers snuck up on Waller, who raised his gun on the intruders. When Waller failed to obey the orders to lower his gun, the officers shot and killed him. It turned out the officers had gone to the wrong address. They blamed the shooting death on poor lighting. Is this justifiable murder, friends? Absolutely not. One has to ask the question, how many of them have been charged? Just hang on a second. Then there was the time police used a battering ram to break into the home of 92-year-old Catherine Johnson, mistakenly believing her house to be a drug den. Fearing that the burglars were entering into her home, which was situated in a dangerous neighborhood, Johnson fired a warning shot when the door burst open. Police unleashed a hail of gunfire, hitting Johnson with six bullets. Johnson died. 80-year-old Eugene Mallory suffered a similar fate when deputies with the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department, claiming to have smelled chemicals related to the manufacture of meth, raided the multiple unit property in the where Mallory lived. Thinking that his home was being invaded by burglars, Mallory alleged raised a gun at the intruders who shot him six times. Mallory died. The lesson here, observed the spokesman for the sheriff's department, is this was the response, is don't pull a gun on a deputy in their home. Where do they have the constitutional authority to do this? Americans, are you listening? This is called an encroachment. This is called overreaching. This is called illegal activity. These are innocent people that are being killed by these agencies. And again, I am not anti-police. I am not anti-military. I am all, folks, nobody supports our military in righteousness more than this boy sitting right here. I have friends, every one of my friends that are cops or they're in the military or they're sheriffs or they're state troopers, they are of the upright and most upright in righteousness and upholding the law. Otherwise, I wouldn't have them around me. I'm not talking about the good guys. I'm talking about the bad guys that need to be dealt with by the good guys. How about that? I bet you haven't heard that in, what, 50 years in this country, Americans? How about we bring a resolve? How about we turn the tide of the narrative in righting the wrongs and put a stop to it?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.